Close your eyes and feed your mind with the intention to stay with the breath. As the Buddha said, we subsist on four kinds of food. There's physical food for the body. And then for consciousness, there's contact of the senses, intentions, and consciousness itself. Contact of the senses is where a lot of people look for their food. And it's pretty meager stuff. Sights, sounds, smells, tastes, tactile sensations, they come and then they go. And they come again and they go again. And they're certainly not all pleasant and not all good for you. Even the ones you like are not good for you. It's like physical food. Oftentimes the food that's really tasty that you go for is actually bad for your system. And it's the same with intentions. We feed off our intentions, good or bad. And the Buddha is basically saying, this is an area where you can make sure that you have nothing but good food to eat. It's up to you. So here we have the intention to stay with the breath, to develop a state of concentration in the mind, where you're clear, settled, aware all around. Less likely to create trouble for yourself, create trouble for the people around you. And you can look more deeply into the mind, understand why it is that even though we want happiness, we end up creating a lot of suffering for ourselves and other people and other beings. As long as the mind needs to feed it with something really good. The kind of food that really is under your control. Because sensory input, you do have some choice. There's certain things you want to watch, certain things you don't want to watch. Listen to, not listen to. But then there are a lot of things you can't control. When you turn on the news, you have no control over what's going to be in the news. That kind of food source is unsafe. And as I said, a lot of it is bad for you. Whereas with intentions, even though they're intentions that are bad for you, you can learn how to control the mind in this area. So it doesn't fall in with unskillful intentions. And then you can find your food here. And a lot of people are complaining during the lockdowns and during the pandemic. They live in a very restricted realm. But the mind is wide open. And when you focus in on the mind like this, you begin to see that you do have the power to create good food for yourself through your intentions. The intention to get the mind to settle down, the intention to understand the mind. So you don't have to suffer from its bad habits. You don't have to suffer from its ignorance. Because you have more and more knowledge inside. With that kind of intention, you can keep on feeding the mind, and there's no harm. It's all strengthening. It's all for the good.